sir. Bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Brett to briefly discuss C1.
Mayor, members of the council, the original contract for management of the Adult Respite Center has come to a conclusion after 8 years, so it's time to go back out for an RFP to renew that contract. And if there's any questions.
And the contract has been with
the Southeast New Mexico Community Action folks. They've done a real good job with it. I've spoken with them, and they're interested in submitting a proposal to the RFP again. So.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Mr. Britt. Any other questions or comments?
I'm going to make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have been passed. Number three, consider approval authorizing the submission of a Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant application under the Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funding Program for the Carlsbad Police Department. Mr. Lowe.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This is a request by the Carlsbad Police Department to submit a grant application to the Bureau of Justice for funding in the amount of $36,914. If approved, these funds will be used to sanitize units and the building. In addition to that, they will also do staff coverage related to overtime.
Questions or comments from the council?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Number four, consider approval to allow for mobile sales of snow cones on city property beside the Carlsbad Water Park by Hawaiian Island Hut. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to allow mobile vending at the property the city owns by the Carlsbad Water Park. Ordinance requires that any mobile vending, mobile sales, receive permission from the property owner to set up. In this case, the city is the property owner there at the beachfront park. The Hawaiian Island Hut is proposing to set up in that parking lot, not up beside the water park, but down in the parking lot. Planning department would recommend approval of this request with three conditions. One, the applicant shall not disturb the peace with loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. as per the application information. Approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend snow cones and related food and drinks, non-alcoholic, on city-owned property in the area near the Carlsbad Water Park from Saturday, May 15th, unless otherwise ordered by COVID-19 guidelines, until Monday, September 7th, 2020. The applicant plans to primarily vend beside the water park on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, but has requested to set up on other days as needed. The applicant will need to provide a surety bond for this request.
Is there a representative here? Okay. Questions or comments from the council?
I've got one question. Would they require to have a trash can of their own in the area for what they sell?
Yes, they should have their own trash can, or they can request that from the city and set up service, but yes.
Okay, thank you.
They're normally, for mobile vending services, we require that they be completely contained, so they should not use any other facilities.
Do we get a complimentary snow cone?
If I was in charge, I would right give now. You one, right?
We'd like to do a taste test.
Please. Yeah, all right.
Mayor, I'll move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
I second.
Ms. Waters. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of an appeal of the certified floodplain manager's denial of a floodplain development permit and request for a variance from the city's flood damage prevention ordinance for property located at 1700 West Riverside Drive and located in FEMA flood zone AE, appellant Cody May, R12 construction. Again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is an appeal from the certified floodplain manager's denial of a floodplain development permit at 1700 West Riverside Drive. That property is located in a FEMA flood zone AE. At this location, the base flood elevation is approximately 3123.80 feet above sea level. The applicant is proposing to build the structure to be placed at this location at 3121 feet. Resulting is a variance request of approximately 2.80 feet to be built below base flood elevation. The applicant submitted their application to me, the certified floodplain manager. Our ordinance dictates that anything that does not meet our requirement in our ordinance, that request be denied. They have chosen to pursue a variance from the governing body, which is allowed to grant these variances under our ordinance. In a note of clarification, they are asking to build below base flood elevation. This will result, more likely, they'll have to pay a higher insurance rate if they're allowed to do so. Our ordinance does give the governing body the option to grant this variance for certain factors. The applicant is here. He can explain his reasoning on this. But however, I would recommend denial of the request as floodplain manager.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Mr. May, you have a statement you'd like to make.
Thank you for having me. I'm here representing Grant McKenzie Mabry, which are clients of mine that I'll be building the custom house for. As you can see up in the map, like Mr. Patterson said, the subdivision is at floodplain currently. The way that it's shaped at the current level right now, that dirt sits 3 feet higher than the property fence to the east of the neighbor. So we're going to have major issues with the neighbor to the east. When they walk out on their back porch, they're going to have 100% visibility to the neighbor to the east. And I just foresee a lot of problems going on there. Another major issue we have is we're about 7.5 feet from the curb. And so with the property, it's just causing some very difficult situations to build the house that they're wanting to build on that property with it being built up so high. There's also a drainage to the west, and we're kind of limited on how far to the west we can go. But if we can drop about 2.5 feet, it'll fit their house plans and meet their desires for that house. So thank you.
Questions for Mr. May?
Mayor, I would like to ask a question. Are the houses to the west of there, are they lower or higher? Where are they at in all of this? Are they?
They're all at the same flood base elevation. So every river lot is at flood base elevation currently. So you can see it between 1702 and 1700. There's a big drainage that the city put in. It's supposed to be taking the water coming down West Riverside Drive and then draining out and towards the river.
Right.
So the way it's kind of built is there's a big massive dip, and then you got a real funky lot with just a big round field.
Right.
So the lot, the house is big enough to fit on the property, but the way the dirt was designed, we'd have to bring in probably 40 to 50 truckloads of dirt to bring everything else up. But we're so much higher than 1612. We're going to be 12 feet higher. So when you come out, you're looking at the top of their roof and zero privacy for 1612. And so if we can drop that, we may not have the same issues with the privacy fence that we're going to have right now.
But is the issue that we're going to have to grant a variance to everybody down to the west?
Nope, to the west, everything's the same height. Everybody's building at the same height. 1612 is an existing structure before the subdivision was put in. So 1700 is the first house in the new subdivision at the new floodplain elevation. So that's why we're so much higher than all the existing structures headed back towards the east on Riverside Drive. You won't have these issues heading west. It's just to the east.
You're just like 2.5 feet lower than what you need to be, really, right?
You need to drop 2.5 feet for the house structure, but also to help with the privacy issue. The house.
Oh, you're wanting to drop 2.5.
So we're trying to drop below flood base elevation. So if you live in a flood zone, you're going to have flood insurance regardless. If we drop below flood base elevation, their insurance is going to go up, but they're willing to pay the flood insurance to drop below with the approval from the city so that the house can fit on the lot and they get more privacy from the neighbor to the east.
The only problem I'd have with this, does this start a precedence? Jeff, does this start, you know, if we do this for him, is everybody going to come before us and say, hey, you did this for Cody, are you going to want us to do this for everybody else?
I mean, that could be a likelihood. Normally, these cases are a case-by-case basis, yeah. And the motivation of the applicant, their reasoning can be different for each case.
Sure.
But I'm sure that, you know, some members of the public might look at it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Counselor?
1702, what is it, 1704, are they all at the same elevation?
They should be close to the same elevation. The FEMA maps might have it going higher as you go west, but that's it's going to be minimal. They're going to be almost all at the same elevation as 1700.
Are they going to have the same problem as 1700 or not?
Well, they're going to be built to the same height. I don't think it's going to stick out as much at 1702 and as you go west, because they abut the properties. In this case, as Mr. May explained, 1700 is got the drainage on the west side that's a dip, and then on the east side they have Mr. Jordan's house, which is a lot lower, so it kind of sticks out more. But yeah, they'll be all mostly at the same elevation.
The 1700 is probably the lot that needs the most work.
In my opinion, it is. So we're currently building across the street at 1705, 0709. All those are going up right now. The only two lots that aren't being built on right now are 02 and 04. And all that's in good shape. You're not going to have any issues there. You'd have to drive by to look at it. When you drive by 1700, you'd understand it's like a big old round knob.
It's like a pile of dirt.
So yeah, it didn't get the same treatment as the other lots whenever they were building it. So the very top of it is at flood base elevation, but once you move 15 feet east or west, you're already dropping off flood base elevation.
So 1706 and 1708, they're already building them? Is that correct?
Eight and 10, not 6, 4, and 2, not yet.
Mayor, can I address Mr. Walters?
Counselor.
So in the 11 or 12 years I've been on council, this is probably the 6th or 8th one of these that I've seen. So as far as setting a precedent, it's not. I mean, we've heard many of these before.
Further question from Mr. May? Further question for Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
You're approved, Mr. May. Number six, consider approval of ordinance 2020-11, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to R1 Residential 1 District for an approximately 0.50-acre property located at 108 North 5th Street. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020. And we'll now convene as a public hearing, and Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning at 108 North 5th Street from C2 Commercial 2 District to R1 Residential 1 District. As you can see in your packet, R1 Residential 1 is our single family zoning, and that's the intention of the property owner. They want to make this a residential property. When you look at the map, this property is just one property away from West Texas Street, which largely, when we passed the zoning ordinance, was a commercial corridor. But everything, basically, this property and north on 5th Street, it's all residential in that area. So this would be a return to more what the use was intended for this property. The applicant presented this request at the April 9th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission special meeting, and that commission voted to recommend approval of this with a vote of 5 in favor and none against.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-11.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number seven, council committee reports. Is there any councilor that has updates? Well, then I would like to appoint a committee, an ATV committee, to, with Wes Carter as the chairman, Police Chief Skinner, Virgil Smith, and Brian McGonigal. And if you could get back to us within the next 45 days, we'd be good. Thank you.
Version 2.
Version 2. Yeah. Mm. Counselors?
Mayor, I'm part of the Energy Community Alliance based out of Washington, D.C. We drafted a letter to send out to Speaker of the House and Minority Speaker of the House as well for $7.25 billion stimulus for all the U.S. Department of Energy facilities, including WIP as well. So we're going to draft it and probably send it out later this week.
Good. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number eight, adjourn, and I'd call on Councilor Waters.
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Second, no further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
20 minutes. Sweet. Where were you?